let's look at the silver lining of quarantine, shall we? Well, for me, I've been focusing a lot on self-improvement. And to be honest, I've become obsessed with Masterclass. So Masterclass creates the most amazing courses with the top minds in any field. I mean, get this. I learned how to tell a better joke with Judd Apatow, how to finally do my makeup with Bobby Brown, and I learned even more about communication from Robin Roberts. Cool thing is, they break up courses down into bite-sized pieces, and they're always entertaining and extremely educational. And I've learned so much. You don't need to devote hours at a time. Plus, I can watch on my TV, my laptop, or on my phone while I'm working out or getting ready at home. Truly, you can learn from the top thinkers across the board. You want to learn about fashion? They have Queer Eyes Tan France, dog training from Brandon McMillan, Usher teaches you how to perform. I learned how to be a better writer from Malcolm Gladwell. If you want to learn about cooking, Chef Gordon Ramsay, he's got you. Learn from more than 85 of the world's best minds and instructors on every topic you can think of. I cannot say enough about Masterclass, and I highly recommend you check it out. And get this, you can have unlimited access to every Masterclass, and as a Sex with Emily listener, you get 15% off an annual membership. Go to sexwithemily.com/masterclass. That's sexwithemily.com/masterclass for 15% off your Masterclass subscription today.
But you got to learn how to add more self-care when you have to create more output, right? And I think that's the difference, that we don't think to up that level. We just think we can just keep pushing and pushing and saying yes and saying yes.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. Today, I am kicking off a two-part interview with nutritionist and women's hormone expert, Elisa Vitti. Her latest book is In the Flow, a 28-day plan working with your monthly cycles to do more and stress less. She also has a few apps that can also help you track what you're going to learn in this episode and in her book. So you may have heard her on the show before, but this time she walks me through the different hormonal phases that all vulva owners go through, you know, making sure you manage your time right and you rest and you also eat the right foods for different times a month. I mean, your hormones do not have to be a mystery. In fact, what I love about Elisa's work is it gives you permission as a woman to just quiet those internal voices that tell you that you're not doing enough, you're not good enough, you got to work harder, you got to work out harder. And once you kind of can quiet those voices, you'll start to understand your own internal clock and going with your own rhythm and not compared to men. Because a lot of the research we have about nutrition and exercise have been modeled against men. We just weren't studied. There was no funding available for women's health or women's hormones. And so what you're going to learn here is that you just haven't been taught. That's it. You haven't been taught this basic information. You haven't learned how to function yet in a world that makes sense for who you are. In part two, which is coming out tomorrow, that's going to teach you how to sync up your sex drive with your partner, how to breathe your way to better sex and orgasm. Essentially, we're going to biohack your orgasm. I think you're going to learn a lot. I can't wait to hear what you think of the show. And I hope you enjoy it. So intentions. All right, for each show, I love setting an intention. I encourage you to do the same. So what I mean is when you're listening, what do you want to get out of listening to this particular episode? Maybe it's, I just want to have less pain during my period, or I don't want to feel so, you know, off during my cycle. Well, my intention is to give you everything you need to know that will set you up for success. Once you understand the governing force of your life, and that is your hormones and your menstrual cycle. You can find more about Elisa Vitti on Instagram at flowliving and at flowliving.com. All right, enjoy the show. Elisa Vitti's back on the show. Her new book is In the Flow, Unlock Your Hormonal Advantage and Revolutionize Your Life. And last time we were here, we talked about Woman Code. So everyone can go back and check out those episodes. We'll put in the show notes. Your book, Woman Code, was truly groundbreaking. It did change my life and so many other women I know. And now your new book, In the Flow, is going to take everyone to the next level, because I think that what you talk about here is to empower women to understand and to take away the negative stereotypes around our period and menstruation and our hormones. There's just so much we don't know. And you truly have been a pioneer in the space. So I love all the work you're doing. I talk about your app all the time. I tell everybody, every woman I know, to be part of the Lisa Beauty world.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you are resonating with the work. And, you know, yeah, I'm for sure on a mission to up-level women's hormonal health care. It's long overdue. It's being run with a lot of outdated information. We're making healthcare decisions, important healthcare decisions about whether to go on the pill or how to treat our hormonal issues without full transparency about what all of the issues might be. And it's impacting us in every possible way, from our metabolism to our sex drive to our fertility. And what you do to take care of your hormones in your 20s and 30s will dictate, you know, whether or not you struggle with perimenopause in your 40s and beyond, right? And so we've just got to get this new information so that we can really start to take care of ourselves the way that we're supposed to and finally feel good.
First, let's just introduce, tell people what you do.
I'm a women's hormone and functional nutrition expert. I'm a femtech founder of a company called Flow Living. And so after a decade of just doing one-on-one practice, I wanted to really help reach more women. And technology this is now almost 10 years ago when I started Flow Living, seemed to be like a great way to reach women. So we have a telehealth care platform, so which I know now in the post-COVID world is something that we all are eager to take advantage of, but we've been doing it since we launched in 2012. So yeah, Flow Living really helps women make navigating any hormonal problems that you have simple and easy and stress-free, right? So you just plug into our digital therapeutic courses, you do one-on-one telehealth coaching, you take some of our supplements, and all of the things that you're dealing with that can feel overwhelming and confusing can become just much more simple to address, as it should be.
I mean, the thing about hormones is I think they're so misunderstood. In fact, no one ever really before this time and reading your books, women aren't really told to look at your hormones, to look at your cycle. In fact, our periods and our menstrual cycles are much maligned. I have PMS, I have cramps, you know, people are always asking about period sex. It's always this negative connotation. What I love about the work that you do, Alisa, is that you really allow women to kind of take back their cycle, take back their period, celebrate it, and then learn how to manage it so they can have a more healthier way to live their lives on every level. So it's almost like we're treating all of these symptoms, but when people really get an understanding about their cycles, it will be life-changing and it will impact every part of their life. So we've talked about Woman Code a lot, but tell me about In the Flow, because I'd love to get into that. Her book, I think it is a must read. This will change the course of women's decision-making and the way they have sex, the way they work, the way they exercise, the way they eat, in a way that is just intuitive and makes sense for women. So let's talk about the book.
And let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
You know, I was watching over the past 5 years when, you know, we had much more conversation taking place online about menstruation and normalizing that conversation. And women were posting pictures of themselves bleeding. And it was like, wow, never in human history has this happened before. I wonder if we're about to turn the cultural corner around this topic. And I wonder how that will impact women's health. And I watched and I waited and I watched the statistics. And unfortunately, I mean, it's still fantastic that this has taken place and it's only good things will come from it. But still, we are at a situation or a position where women are struggling with hormonal issues 50% at that 50% level. So 50% of the female population is struggling with hormonal issues. And when we compare that with the cohort of men struggling with hormonal issues, it's not even on the same galaxy. So I just by nature needed to kind of understand why. Why is this so different when both genders are equally exposed to endocrine disruptors at the same allostatic load? We're all dealing with stress and chaos in our lives, and we might all be exposed to the same bad diets and poor choices. And, you know, how is it that women are just suffering more? And I found two things that were so important to share that I was compelled to write the second book. And the two things I found was that first, that women are being left out of medical fitness and nutrition research. This is really, really significant because it means that not only is your biology not being studied enough, but anything that you're being told to do is not necessarily going to give you the results that it does give to the men that are being studied, right? So this is true for intermittent fasting and keto and HIIT workouts. And it's crazy because I know you all have been like me at some point where you're like, what is actually going on? I try everything. I'm dedicated and like, I don't feel good. What gives?
Well, I'm so glad you're saying this, Elisa, because until I read your book, I was like, yes, this makes so much sense. In reading all of these male hackers, because you actually are teaching women how to biohack their hormones, which I love.
Gender-specific biohacking.
Gender-specific biohacking. And I remember reading when this term came out and you're seeing all the intermittent fasting and keto, I kept saying, something's off here. This does not necessarily, just because it works for men, it doesn't work for women. And I breathed a deep sigh of relief in reading your book and in all of your materials, and you have such great Instagram and social media presence where you're constantly giving this information to women in places that we need to hear it. It's okay if you can't keep up like the men and do the same routines over and over, the morning routines or the workouts or the diets. It doesn't make sense. When we look at the hormones in women and men, it's very different. And they don't study it.
Listen, we are equal and we are different. And that is a good thing. And, you know, you said something earlier about sort of like the negative connotations around the cycle and everything and periods and period sex and all that stuff. And I think it's just really comes down to the fact that we've been basing our understanding of ourselves on a whole bunch of toxic, false mythology. And I'm just here to serve up some straight up facts. And with these facts, you can completely reorient yourself. Your center point will be different. And all the decisions that you make will be different because you'll be basing them on correct information. It's just so, and that was, so that was, that leads me to sort of the second thing that I uncovered outside of this research, the gender bias, this sort of institutionalized gender bias in the research. The second thing that I uncovered was that we have this second biological rhythm called the infradian rhythm. Let me spell it. So important.
Spell it.
I feel like we need t-shirts. I-N-F-R-A-D-I-A-N. Infradian. This rhythm is only active in women from their first period to their last. It governs six key systems of your body: your brain, your metabolism, your microbiome, your stress response system, your immune system, and your reproductive system. You experience it over the course of your cycle, but it would be too simplistic to think that it only governs the timing of when you ovulate and when you bleed, much like it would be too simplistic to simply say that, oh, the circadian rhythm only governs your sleep-wake cycle, when we've had a tremendous amount of research come out to show that it governs many nuanced timings of nuanced systems in the body, like when your blood pressure is higher, when it's lower, et cetera. The challenge is that the male hormonal biological rhythm follows that circadian 24-hour clock pretty closely. And I'm excited to share with the male and female audiences, like, you guys need to know about each other's different rhythms because it makes your relationships better if you're in heterosexual relationships. And if you're just in any kind of relationship with men and women, you need to know how we operate so that you can interact more effectively. So this biological rhythm that men sort of operate on, this 24-hour clock, that's sort of been the foundation on which we do everything, and we make all these suggestions, like, it's great to front load calories early in the day, do your big workout in the morning, get up super early. This is actually fantastic if you have testes. If you have ovaries, this is disruptive. And I'm going to break down why in a minute. Because of this infradian rhythmic effect, doing that same calories every day, same early morning workout every day, same intensity of workout every single day, totally disruptive to your whole process. And that's why you don't feel good. That's why you feel like you're behind the eight ball. It's actually why you, if you're having issues with weight, why you don't lose weight at the end of the month, why you might be gaining weight if you've been doing extreme working out. It's the answer to your question, what is really happening here? Why am I not getting the results I want? The answer is, you have been unknowingly disrupting your infradian rhythm for years, and you have been having these effects in all of these systems of your body.
Right. And because all of we've seen is the information that is given how men should live their lives. And women were feeling stressed out. I mean, we are told it's, you know, a man's world, especially when I was growing up. It's like, you got to work harder. You got to do all these things. It's a man's world. You got to show up. You got to be tough. You got to, you know, and women, we're never doing enough. We're really like, if you open your book, it's like, we're falling behind the eight ball. We are not enough. We're not good enough. We're never done with our work. We want to be perfect at everything. Great moms, great workers. And it just, this is part of the problem, part of the cycle. You give permission now to women to say, it's like this light bulb moment that we don't have to live this way.
Well, I mean, yeah, because again, this is just predicated on that trickle-down effect from our lack of inclusivity in the research field, right? So when we're not included in research, there has to be an assumption made. And the assumption that has been made is that females are simply smaller versions of males who have to overcompensate for their, you know, weaknesses by working out more, restricting calories more, working harder, pushing longer, ignoring their hormones to whatever, right? Don't let your period hold you back. There's so many different ways that you have been conditioned to believe this completely scientifically inaccurate nonsense, right? And what's true is that you are equally majestic to the male hormonal patterns, but you have a specifically distinct female pattern.
Right.
Patterns are patterns, right? You wouldn't say like, a green-blue pattern is better than a pink-purple. It's just a pattern, you know?
Exactly.
It's irrelevant. What's important is if that pattern needs to be maintained, you stick the yellow and the green together and the purple and the blue together, and you do that correctly. And that's what we're getting wrong as women. We're the purple-blue color or the purple-pink, whatever analogy I gave her initially, and we're trying to be yellow-green.
Right.
It's not working.
All of us, we're all walking around kind of trying to fit the square pegs into the round holes. Like it doesn't, and there's a reason for it. There's a reason why we don't feel well. Why we also, we'll get into this too, but why we're not turned on when our partners are turned on. I mean, and I almost feel like the way you talk about the hormones is the way I talk about sex, in the sense of, you know, there's so many factors that contribute to it. Like we are comparing it to male arousal when we think about sexuality. We wonder why we're not turned on. So we're going to get into that as well. It's like, this gives women great pause and a great place to start on their journey to understanding why they're tired, why they're not in the mood for sex, why they're stressed out all the time.
You can biohack your optimal orgasm every day.
Yes.
You just need to know about your biology in order to do that. And you need to work with it. And, you know, again, I just agree that women should be empowered with that information so that they can have whatever they want, you know? And just to compare and contrast, you know, men are empowered with this information, right? From the beginning, they're kind of really, in many subtle and overt ways, told that they are more productive and more, let's say, sexual and full of energy early on in the day, to front load as much of their activity in those early morning hours as possible, because that's actually what they can do. That's what they can leverage, that testosterone and that cortisol between like 6 a.m. and noon or 2 p.m., right? 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. You've got this like really solid, nice 8-hour window. After that, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to like socialize, because testosterone, cortisol is going to start dropping down in blood serum concentration levels, and you're going to be more sensitive as a male to your own estrogen. It's going to make you more social, right? Between 2 and 6 p.m., what does corporate culture suggest that you do? Network, happy hour, right?
Happy hour, yeah.
And then you go home, you do the man cave, and you get to bed at 10 o'clock. Rinse and repeat every single day.
Right.
And you will optimize your health, you'll optimize your productivity, you'll optimize your success. But women doing this, detrimental.
It doesn't work. Don't go anywhere. We've got so much more to talk about after this break. Do you know that right now you can virtually explore museums and famous sites all over the world? That's amazing and all, but I want to recommend a few more places to explore from the comfort of your own home, especially if your current self-love routine is more quantity than quality. See, our bodies are covered with pleasure-packed erogenous zones. So with a little creativity and a toy like the Zumiez, you can start out on a whole new exploratory adventure. See, here's the thing with Zumiez. It was designed specifically for exploration with rotation, not vibration. It has a fine tip that rotates in tiny circles, so it sort of mimics the natural motion of a fingertip. But even better, it allows you to pinpoint one very small area at a time instead of vibrations that stimulate a wide area at once. So what that means is we have so many erogenous zones. We have so many places to discover, and sometimes we don't get to hit them all. But with this, you do, and you explore it, and you get to find out what actually feels good in places that you never dreamed. It blows my mind. There's a new Zumio model, and you can explore with it. It's called the Zumio E. So what this one does is, oh, it's so good, you guys. It features a curved stem that creates like an elliptical rotation pattern. It's literally unlike anything else I've tried. The tip is small. It's shaped to deliver really high precision, high intensity stimulation. In other words, it's like the most versatile Zumio yet. All Zumio toys have 8 speeds. They're pressure sensitive. And because it doesn't vibrate, you won't get overstimulated, including the hand that you're holding it with. Exploration starts at home with your Zumio, and it's under $100. Just go to sexwithemily.com/Zumio. That's sexwithemily.com/Zumio. I know that you see women from all different countries, all walks of life, all different ages, which is what makes your work so remarkable. But is there any like commonalities that you see that women can say, oh yeah, must be a hormone? I almost think everything is hormones when you think about it. That's why this is so brilliant, groundbreaking, but what are some of the factors so women go, oh yeah, I got to pay attention to this?
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean,
so many.
Brain fog, concentration issues, energy dips, lots of energy dips throughout the day, right? Then we're talking about insulin and cortisol, which are hormones we don't necessarily ascribe to hormones because we think they're only sex hormones or reproductive hormones, but you know, insulin and cortisol are hormones. Energy is really, you know, governed by those two. Mood issues. Right? If you struggle with cyclical anxiety, like you notice that there's a pattern where your anxiety gets more intensified at a certain time of the month, hormones. If you actually have any of the PMS symptoms that we all know about, bloating, breast tenderness, acne, et cetera, hormones. If you have heavy bleeding, brown bleeding, clotting, I mean, anything with that's up with the bleeding, hormones,
the
you know,
bleeding,
sex drive, vaginal dryness, hormones, skin issues, hair issues, hormones, right. Weight issues, hormones. I mean, there's so many things.
Everything. Right. And then we're giving the pill, and you go back into listen to our past episodes, but we talk a lot about the birth control pill and how that might be, because we're giving the pill, a synthetic pill to treat your skin and your period cramps and all the things, and not effective for many women.
Well, so, just, you know, listen, the real deal is the following. When you take that medication, you reduce all your hormone levels to non-fertile concentrations. So they are levels that are, they're lower than what you need to ovulate and to bleed. You could say to yourself, but wait, I get a bleed while I take this medication. Yes, you have some shedding of immature endometrial lining, but it is not a period. A period is triggered from the main event of your cycle, which is ovulation. And any synthetic birth control, oral, injectables, devices, implants, they shut off ovulation. They prevent you from having a cycle. By the way, they shut off this infradian rhythmic effect. You're in like this no phase zone, has tremendous impact on your sex drive short term and potentially permanently.
Yeah.
Dr. Sarah Hill just wrote a powerful book called Your Brain on Birth Control. It changes your personality. You're not necessarily who you are supposed to be on that medication.
Right. I was going to say, yeah, that's the thing, is that what we're finding out now about the pill, which maybe we sort of, some of us might have known or had a sense, but now it's confirmed that it could have a longer impact for life, right? I mean, if you don't get your hormones regulated. So I want to understand the... talk about the cycles, and this is what we're talking about, the infradian rhythms. Because really we know the circadian rhythm, but infradian?
You got it.
Is just, I mean, it is a way of life to understand it. And it's just, you will feel in the flow, like her book.
Where do we start? So you've got to first back up and understand that you have these four phases of your cycle so that you can start to interact with this modulating effect, right? So you're this infradian rhythm, you're having changing ratios of hormones in each of these phases that has a modulating effect on these 6 systems of your body, right? So what does that mean? Well, in 1996, Dr. Catherine Woolley at Northwestern University discovered that the female brain changes by 25% over the course of the month due to this effect, right? So powerful, because how you create, how you problem solve, how you communicate, all of that is being extra stimulated at different times. I mean, you're fantastically creative and productive at any time, but you get like extra supercharged zones of that in certain phases. Your metabolism is wildly different. In the first half, follicular and ovulatory phases of the cycle, your metabolism is slower. You can eat fewer calories. Your resting cortisol levels are lower. You can do high intensity workouts. This will help you build lean muscle and use stored fat as fuel. That's great biohacking, right?
Right.
In the second half of the cycle, luteal and menstrual, your metabolism speeds up. You have to eat 279 more calories per day. You have to keep your blood sugar stable. And the studies show, and this is what the U.S. women's soccer team is now, you know, basing all their training for their female athletes on, if you do any high intensity interval training in the luteal phase, the menstrual phase, you're going to turn on fat storage and turn on muscle wasting. So you can't do HIIT workouts, but you can do super slow strength training, Pilates till you pass out. You can do anything you want that's like about building muscle. And if you do this and you eat more calories in the second half and you do the weight training in the second half, you eat less calories in the first half, you do more cardio in the first half, you're going to find that you keep making progress. Instead of getting nowhere every month, you're going to really start to biohack your metabolism and your stress response. And oh, by the way, by doing this, not only do you get all these fitness benefits, right? Even though I've maintained a 50-pound weight loss for 20 years, I'm much more interested. That's a side effect of balanced hormones. What I'm more interested in is for you to have all these hormones working properly, not being disrupted, so that you can protect your ovulatory cycle, keep making adequate levels of progesterone in the luteal phase so you don't have PMS, and continue to just eliminate symptoms from your cycle month over month, right? Because that's what you're supposed to, your body's designed for homeostasis if you give it the right inputs.
Well, let's take a quick break. There'll be more Sex with Emily. Thanks everyone for supporting our sponsors. You know, we only work with sponsors that we enjoy ourselves, and I hope you do too. It's not often I get to tell you about one of our great sexual wellness sponsors without talking about sexual wellness, but today's the day, and I'm extremely proud to share the news. In April, our great friends at Muse knew they wanted to help folks on the front line, so they decided to stop everything, literally. See, under normal circumstances, Muse makes a whole range of great lubes, including all those awesome flavored lubes I'm always telling you about. But when COVID hit, they shut their entire California-based operation down and started producing high-quality hand sanitizer and nothing else. This even inspired them to shift their focus to wellness, launching the all-new MuseHealth.com website. Don't worry, they'll get back to making all the lube when things are settled. But for now, I'm so excited to be associated with a company that dropped everything for the cause like this. And Muse hand sanitizer is awesome. It smells and feels great. Thank you for everyone who letting me know and for buying it. Tell me how great it is, because I agree. Each 8-ounce bottle contains 62% alcohol by weight. And unless you're one of those forward-thinking preppers who stocked up on everything in advance, chances are you could use some hand sanitizer right about now. To order your hand sanitizer from our friends at Muse, go to sexwithemily.com/muse. That's my site, sexwithemily.com/muse today.
That's something that was so groundbreaking for me when I first read Women Co. was that I don't have to have PMS. It's actually not just my lot in life that I'm going to have cramps and suffer and be anxious and then my ADD will go through the... No, like you could... I remember hearing too, like, don't have coffee and empty stomach from you. I was like, oh, that's...
Oh, a new study just came out backing that up, actually.
Tell me, because I literally don't now. I will not do that anymore because of you. But going through the phases, because I heard you have an acronym, right? Is it POWER? I love that because it really helped ground me in the phases, because I know that what we're talking about, but this stuff is like, once you get into, and we're going to talk about the cycle syncing method, which is this process of understanding your own cycle. But if we can use that, it was just very helpful for me to understand.
Okay. So we have four phases: follicular, ovulatory, luteal, and menstrual. And I thought it would be helpful to have sort of some sort of human vocabulary to go along with those that didn't feel so technical. So I came up with this POWER acronym because this cycle powers your life, right? It is your power source. So P is for the follicular phase, and the word there is prepare. Preparing, you're planning, you're, you know, starting new things, that's the follicular phase. Then there's the ovulatory phase. This is the opening up phase. You have this surge of estrogen, you're more verbal, you're more social, you're going to open up. You're going to engage with the world around you, with the people in your life. This is that phase, ovulatory phase. Then the luteal phase is W, work. Work, work, get it done. You have the introduction of progesterone in your brain chemistry. It makes you focused and calm and really determined. It's a great phase. My favorite phase probably. And I know that's the one that women think is the worst because of PMS. But PMS is a hormonal imbalance that you have to fix very easily. And that's the work phase. You're going to get your deep work done. Then you have the menstrual phase, the bleeding week. And that's the R for rest, recovery. Right? Any smart, you know, fitness person will tell you that you can't just constantly build muscle. You have to have recovery phases. Any farmer will tell you, you cannot constantly grow crops. You have to rest the soil. Anybody who makes anything happen tells you there are seasons of pushing and growing and expanding, and then seasons of resting and recovering and reevaluating. And every month, your bleeding week is that opportunity for you to reevaluate, rest, recover, and get charged up to start over.
So this is the 28 days that women, this is the infradian rhythms that we're talking about, that we, every month we have an opportunity to pay attention to. It'll make sense why the times that you feel like I was so, and I do this still, I'm like, oh God, I'll come into the office, I say, I was so focused last week, I got all this stuff done. And then sometimes I come in, it's just like brain fog, but I'm still trying to do the same things. And so I really like to slow down and just pay attention to that. If we can start understanding and tracking our own cycles and our lives this way, it'll make it so much easier, but it allows you to be more kind to yourself too when you have an understanding of this and be like, well, there's certain times of month where I should be doing these things. You're not crazy for feeling that you don't feel the same every day.
But women are always called
crazy. We're not the same every day.
Men are the same every day. Men are the same every day. And in health, healthy men are the same. And at the same intervals every day. They go through this same force pattern cycle in 24 hours.
Every day,
right? But you go through it over the course of the month in addition to your 24-hour circadian rhythm. So you have these two clocks to contend with, and we need to use them both to take care of ourselves properly. But I just think it's exciting to have some specificity, some updated science to help us understand what we have been intuitively feeling so that we don't feel bad about it or feel confused and wonder why you feel sometimes one way or the other. And again, to give ourselves permission to do what works for us. And I go into corporations and I teach mixed gender teams how to make the corporate environment, their work culture, more inclusive of the female infradian rhythm. And a question I always get asked by the women, because as you were talking about how like, oh yeah, now I plan different things, is like, this is all great, but I got deadlines and I got stuff to do. And you know, I can't be, you know, they kind of push back because of that deep conditioning and that fear. I mean, let's not forget that women were only allowed into corporate America in the mid-70s. And so there is some Jungian collective unconscious fear that you may not have a place in the workplace if you somehow, yeah. I don't know, admit to being female in some way. I don't know exactly right, what it
exactly.
is. I'm not a psychologist.
Like, well, my boss, but, you know. My male boss says I have a deadline on the third week of the month, but I'm actually going to be menstruating at that time. I'm going to be in the third cycle. It doesn't make sense.
So what? You can do anything you want at any time. And just like men, right? Like my husband's, you know, he works in a tech company. And there's many nights where he has to do these late night to finish things up. And he knows what to do to biohack, to take care of himself, right? Because I help him. Right? Obviously, he's lucky. The insider info. So he'll know that during that day, he's going to take extra supplementation. He's going to eat to balance his blood sugar. He's going to have a little extra snack after dinner to just keep himself fueled. And then the following day, he's going to get up a little bit later and then focus on blood sugar stability supplements and specific kinds of workouts, right, to recover from that. So you can do that too. You can burn the candle at both ends because sometimes life dictates that you must, right? Work sometimes dictates you got stuff to finish, but you got to learn how to add more self-care when you have to create more output, right? If you have to do more, you got to do a little bit more self-care to compensate for that increase in output. And I think that's the difference that women, we don't think to up that level. We just think we can just keep pushing and pushing and saying yes and saying yes. So there's that. And then the second thing is too, like you were saying, third week of the month, you may have a deadline, but it's not optimal for you. Well, let's make the workplace a little bit more inclusive, right? You can ask, hey, would it be at all problematic if I delivered this a week after you requested it? And you don't have to explain why. You could just say, this is when I could deliver the best quality work to you. You know, would that be a problem for your project? Oftentimes it's going to be like, yeah, you know what? Doesn't matter to me. That's fine. But don't be afraid to try to incorporate your timing in the project planning of, you know, with your manager, with your coworkers, because if you don't take up a little space, it'll never get included.
Exactly. No one's going to say, oh, it looks like this might be some time you need some rest or you need to come a little bit later. I love that you go to companies and they're open to that. You're speaking to them about this because it's so important to make these accommodations, because it is, I mean, there's so much work to do, right? To undo the patriarchal systems that we've been in, to say that this is what women need, but we are the life givers, the life force, creative force. We need to be supported in this way.
I think science is just a really nice bridge we can all walk over, because facts are facts. We have this biological rhythm. It isn't political. It's just, this is what it is. And so we know by looking at how men have synced with their own cycle, their own hormonal cycle, in a variety of life circumstances, from work to fitness to nutrition to sexuality to relationship. Like, they organize everything about their self-care around their hormonal cycle, right? Why wouldn't we take a page out of that very successful book and apply it to our own biological rhythms now that we know that we have a specifically different one, right? Yeah. Same technique that's working for the men, but applied to our rhythm. And that's all that I'm suggesting we do.
Exactly. I mean, the thing is, it's like, well, what I get from In the Flow, your latest book, is that understanding our hormones is the greatest act of self-care we can do. And following some of these protocols laid out in your book, or these steps, that is self-care, because then everything else will fall into place.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review. And tell all your friends, your partners, your lovers about the show. If it's helped you, I promise it'll help them too. We release shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, and look out for a bonus episode every now and then. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's all Sex with Emily. Oh, and I give really good newsletter. Sign up at sexwithemily.com. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, your dating life, relationships, message me on Instagram or call into my SiriusXM show Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 10 Eastern. And you can just call me there. Save this number, 888-94-STARS or 888-947-8277, and get a free 30-day trial at sexwithemily.com/SXM. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
The other day I heard from an old friend, and to be honest, I'd been neglecting the relationship a bit. I mean, I want to keep up with her, but life gets crazy, you know. Well, she sent me a message that I couldn't ignore. She was dealing with the old sneeze and pee. And this wasn't the first time a friend or a listener has reached out about the same thing. So yes, I'm talking about my pelvic floor. For years, I tried to keep up with my Kegels on my own. But let's be honest, we're all busy and I just got challenged. How can I remember to do them all the time? Well, that's why I'm beyond thankful for the YarLap. The YarLap is the only clinically proven FDA-cleared device designed to tone and strengthen your pelvic floor using auto Kegel technology. Essentially, it's this small, discreet device you use at home, and it does your Kegels for you. And in about 2 weeks, you will experience a stronger pelvic floor. Yes, it helps with leaks and all that, but what does it do for your sex life? Wow. Okay. Your PC muscle is literally at the center of every orgasm. So stronger muscles equals stronger and more frequent orgasms. Oh, and by the way, it can also lead to increased sexual enjoyment and desire. YarLap is just the real deal. And, you know, a lot of us don't pay attention to our pelvic floor until it's too late. Everything's going to get a little bit weaker over time. So I hope you check it out if you're ready to have your Kegels done for you. Literally, I lay back, I read, I meditate. It's painless and it's amazing. To save $30, go to sexwithemily.com/YarLap now and use code Emily at checkout. That's sexwithemily.com/YARLAP and use code Emily to save $30 today.